From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. When storyteller Arlie Summer was young, her grandmother would regale tales of Harriet Babe Hansen, dubbed the Annie Oakley of Idaho. Summer crafted a short documentary called Idaho Babe, and it was a minor sensation at this year's Sun Valley Film Festival. It will be showcased in a free screening at the Idaho State Archives on June 24th. And Summer visited with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about Babe Hansen and her next big project. New episodes of Expressive Idaho for Boise State Public Radio.
So up front, we want to entice our audience a bit here without giving too much away. That said, there's so much of this improbable life. So what do you tell a stranger of who Harriet Hansen was?
I first came across Babe Hansen through the stories of my grandmother. They were wonderful. They captivated me as a child because she was this strong woman character from the backcountry of Idaho, a buckaroo who was out there on her own, making it happen, running the Sawtooth Lodge. And, you know, as I got older, I couldn't help but I'd be at a party and telling a friend, Babe Hansen, you've got to know who she is. She would shoe her own horses and smoke cigarettes at the same time. And it's just a fun story from Idaho history that is so enjoyable. You can't help but want to talk about it. So why not make a film?
I'm so glad you mentioned shoeing horses, because she wasn't strong for a woman. She was strong for a human being. And there is a part of your film where we learn something about how she was dealing with a rather particular mule, and it is a jaw dropper.
She had big jack mules. They're pretty good sized. He wouldn't stand still. And so she just picked him up and turned him upside down on his back. She was going to teach him that he had to behave.
So true. Yes, she was exceptionally strong, and that was recognized by everyone who met her. Yeah, she had to manage all of her own horses. She ran a pack string, and she took care of them, and that meant using exceptional strength, including shoeing horses, which is, you know, holding your horse to nail a piece of iron into their foot. And, you know, the horse is bigger than the human. So to be able to manage that, it's pretty amazing. But she did it with gusto. She just had so much character. And, you know, her strength didn't mean that she didn't have kindness. Everybody knew her. She was well-loved, and she cared about her community and was very involved with the people in her community.
Her life in the Boise National Forest, the Sawtooth Lodge, her rocky marriages, her being queer. So talk to me, though, about how you craft this story and accessing archives.
Absolutely. Well, I first got interested in telling this story officially through a film during a workshop I took at Boise State, where we were exploring trans identity in art. And I have a love for Idaho history and storytelling. And I started to think, you know, where does this exist in my passions? I immediately thought of that story that always comes to mind at parties and anywhere. Babe Hansen, she broke boundaries, but, you know, born in the 1800s, there wasn't a lot of language for who she was. And so I just was wanting to learn more, went straight to the archives because I just love using the archives in all of my work. They're a wonderful resource for fun stories, fascinating photos, and just I want to know where I'm from, where we're from as Idahoans, and what makes us who we are. So I that was a natural place for me to go and seek it out. Now, I decided to tell this story, and I am so lucky, George, because what I found at the Boise State Special Collections and Archives was VHS footage of Babe, two interviews with her on videotape of her talking about her life. I thought, it's meant to be. I have to do this.
So here we go. This coming Saturday, June 24th, there is a screening of Idaho Babe. The best part about this is that you'll be there for conversations, Q&A. And if folks arrive, say, anytime between noon and two, there's a number of opportunities to engage. And this, ironically, and it's pretty exciting, will be at the Idaho State Archives And for our listeners, that's off of Warm Springs in Boise. It's as if you're heading over to the Botanical Garden. And the State Archives building is a beautiful building. You can't miss it. And the event is free. This is a real rare opportunity.
Right. And, you know, I should say, I mentioned the Boise State Special Collections and Archives, but poignantly, yes, I found also a lot of source material for the film from the Idaho State Archives, including lots of historic photos, which I turned into stop animations. And so part of the film is VHS archival recording. Part of it is recorded interviews with my grandmother. Part of it, a lot of it, is also animation that I made from historical photos. So there's so many ways you can use the State Archives. And why I wanted to partner with Archives to screen this film for free is to bring Idahoans to the Archives to use the state resources that we share as citizens of this place. And so the Archives have offered to give people tours. They're going to have a bunch of special photos out on display for people to look at that are connected to the themes of the film. And so people will be able to easily browse their resources that are available. They're going to give a talk on how you can use the archives for your own creative projects and how much they will help you. It's incredible what they do for people. If you're interested in a project, they really back you up. And so all of that's going to be happening there, along with refreshments, of course, at the end, so we can all socialize and connect as a community.
I'm glad you mentioned the animation part of your film, because for our listeners, if you have a storyteller in the making in your family who knows they want to do this in some form, it did trigger something for me as far as, wow, this is great storytelling with all of these different forms in some marriage. And I think it's pretty inspiring for somebody who wants to do this for a living.
Thank you. That is absolutely the goal, to inspire others to make things. I'm interested in social practice art, which is all about a dialogue with people. It's not about the artist as this genius on a pedestal. It's about community conversations and coming to new understandings through making stuff. So let's make stuff together, Idaho. That's what I say.
I can't let you go without asking about Expressive Idaho, and I've heard a rumor that there's more to come later this year. Tell me that's true.
It's so true. I'm working okay. I'm working on Expressive Idaho now, refining a lot of the stories. They're in their final stages, and we have a lineup of amazing traditional artists from this state. We just have so many cool people here working on their things, including some of my favorites are going to be a blacksmith that we have going to be on the show, a circus performer, a weaver. Wow. It's just quite the variety of themes coming up for Expressive Idaho.
That was podcaster Arlie Summer speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.